Alright, time for another Do Not Guide. Google is Evil video presentation. Yeah. Pretty much says it all, right? There's no God and Google's evil. Here you go. You're done. I'm philosophically, you know, actualized. Alright, it's probably needed a little more detail than that. I hate to even reference a comment, but I will do it. It's just so disappointing because it, you know, comes from somebody I thought, what the hell? Supposed to show up. There it is. Okay. So, somebody who has been around a long time, listened to a lot of videos, I just don't understand why he would trigger me this way. It just doesn't make any sense. You're a good man, Uncle Gary, but I would ask you to go back to the study of Buddhism and think of your own peace of mind. La, 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 la. Well, whatever this idea of our state of mind, clearly I have already done enough study to know the game. You know, the game is just overcoming your physiological reactions to anything that takes place, and that any emotion you have and any feelings you have just get in the way of your logic being able to evaluate a circumstance. So you try not to be triggered by the color red. Okay, it's like a red thing is coming for you, and the fact is your body viscerally reacts to red more than it reacts to some other color. So if a pretty pink or a little powder blue thing comes towards you, you don't react as aggressively. So it's all of that little bullshit. So yeah, I'm already aware of that. Is that Buddhism, by the way? You know, is there any more? Is there more to it? There's only do not do. There is no try. You know, I could say all these little things that are associated with Buddhism. I mean, that's a Yoda-ism, but you know, same difference. And yeah, they're little true statements, but they're only true in an idiotic sense. You know, they're only true in a completely impractical, useless sense. In the sense that, yes, the truth is you will either succeed or fail. But the truth is you don't know whether you're going to succeed or fail ahead of time. So you have to do the stupid try thing. You know, you don't even have a choice. Yes, try is meaningless. Or except you have to do it, you know. So you can't fight the war till you get on the bus and go to the war. I mean, come on. So, you know, Buddhism is this, you know, the real, you know, the whole complexity of it is just pretense in the sense that, what, do you really think that Buddhists figure out how not to feel pain? Or do you think what they're figuring out is how not to react to pain? So they're still feeling it. They catch themselves on fire. What they have trained themselves to do is, essentially put their hand over the candle flame and not react to the pain. Okay? And so they've practiced and practiced, you know, sticking pins in themselves to try to stop themselves, to stop their physiology from reacting by reconditioning it. So they've just, you know, converted themselves into something. Okay, into a different biological organism, okay, through this little retraining. But of what practical value do they put it to? There is no practical value, except for setting yourself on fire and looking really cool. Look, I didn't run around screaming. Yeah, I'm the man. I mean, come on. It's so trivial and silly in a way. I mean, I hate to diminish it. It's a very courageous thing to do. But it is silly. And just to say Buddhism has done the world any good, well, where's the example of it doing the world any good, doing human beings any good? Most Buddhists live in shit, and they haven't figured out that, well, if life is suffering, why should I make more of it? And they can't even get past, like, let's just say they were too stupid to figure out what reproduction was and how it worked. They couldn't use condoms or something. A Buddhist shouldn't even need to have sex with somebody. I mean, if you really understand that, you know, the projector and the screen and the theater is all in your head, Okay, you're never interacting with reality, really. You're interacting with an image of it. And the image is yours to recreate, if you wish. You know, the theater is completely in your ownership in a way, okay, in the sense that your brain does have little subtle capacity to manipulate and to imagine, and that you shouldn't need actually, okay, you shouldn't actually need to go on vacation. So it's like there's an episode of Married with Children, you know, it's probably more than one, where Al Bundy goes on vacation, okay, by just putting tape around the couch and the TV, you know, and pretending, okay, he doesn't have the shitty life he has. So yeah, he's a great Buddhist. But I mean, that's all it is. And all it's used for by people in the world is to escape reality, to pretend reality isn't what it is, to Al Bundy their way through a crappy life. And they can't even figure out, again, that, well, I should be able to overcome this need to reproduce, which isn't even a real need. You don't need to reproduce. You need to have sex, or, you know, you need to feel like you're somebody, you know, so that somebody cares about you. And somehow the only way you can know that is they have to fuck you, which is, you know, kind of ironically funny. Especially when we understand what fucking somebody actually means in terms of how superficial our attachments to people are and how usury it is, and how, yes, you're just an object to be fucked, you know, because we haven't even gotten past that in any Buddhist way, any fucking enlightened brain way. I mean, I just don't understand, especially in the context of me fighting the stupid retarded mystic, who basically is the mystic. I should just call him the mystic because he's just an idiot. I mean, he's one of these idiots who, you know, the hard problem of consciousness. We're conscious because it's a function of a brain, a biological brain, and it works. That's why we're conscious, okay? It works to have a value engine inside of us that makes us a selfish cunt. Being a selfish cunt is very productive for your biological purpose of replicating your DNA. So if you can make something into a selfish cunt by making it feel, okay, and that's exactly what it did, if the end product basically is, give it ambitions and then let it use its brain, okay, its life experience, to figure out how to get there in the straightest line. You know, there's lots of things, like, see, a plain program couldn't figure out that there's two ways to get your dinner, right? You can run across the prairie and get eaten by a lion, or you can go from tree to tree and then climb down the tree, get your food, and go back up the tree. You know, there's strategies. And the fact is that there's no way to pre-program something to know which is the better strategy in any one circumstance. You know, whether the lion's asleep, which way is the best way, if he's not asleep, if he's watching you. I mean, there's lots of different strategies for different circumstances. And the fact is, by just giving you the goal, I need the fucking food, the brain can run the imaginary scenarios in the past history and get a feeling about what the right choice will be, okay, what the right decision will be. And so it can use the taint of past experience to help figure out what the best strategy is. So it just works. That's why there's just no hard problem. We're conscious because it works. Having a value engine in your brain works to motivate you in a general way, to give you goals and let you figure out how to kill everybody who's in your way to get to the goal. No, there's no hard problem. It's a biological machine. And because the biological machine doesn't know that torture is bad, yeah, it allows torture to happen. Yeah, that's, you know, it's that stupid. Oh, shit. I just don't understand you people. How people with any kind of brain at all can sit there and just say the word Buddhism and say, look how great it is. Great at what? Great at making sappy, putridly superficial videos all over the internet? Great at what? Don't worry, be happy? What? What is its great contribution? I mean, it's all premised on little fairyisms, or whatever. What do you call those? Fables? Yeah, fableisms. You know, little stories that never happened, okay? They're just, again, more made-up kind of religious stories, you know, about how to understand your place on Earth and what it is to be a power brain, you know, and, you know, to overcome, you know, the limitations of your biology in some respects. So, like I said, some little pieces of that are useful, but most of it isn't applied to any conclusion at all. It doesn't draw any rational conclusions about what to do with the circumstance. You don't want to keep coming back to Earth to be a stupid, retarded victim? Burn yourself in a fire. Do you think that's a rational truth? Do you think that's the truth, that that actually works? That if I die in a fire, somehow there's not going to be a back on Earth somebody who thinks the way I think and feels the way I think? Yeah. I mean, even the very idea that the Buddhists still haven't gotten past the idea that we have any enduring reality, that there's anything about our function, our brain, that survives our death, that somehow we have some sort of vibrational pattern that's going to be still vibrating in the universe somewhere and actually find a vessel to go fall back into. I mean, do you really think so? Do you really think being a cow is really cool? I mean, what the fuck about this stupid philosophy do you find so, you know, like I said, there's a few kernels of reason in it. You know, suffering sucks. Okay, yeah, I could figure that out all on my own. Just like I don't need Christianity to tell me it's a good idea to treat other people like I would like to be treated. Oh, shit, like I need somebody to teach me that? Come on. You know, other than that, what does Buddhism have? What? I mean, even the idea of meditation, they say the words without any kind of context. Empty your mind. Well, you can't do that, so that's retarded. So what it's really saying is dim the LEDs on the screen, okay, turn it all down, you know, and try to just turn it into, you know, little babbling brooks and, you know, chirping crickets, you know, try to play, okay, the nothing film and just pretend you don't exist. You know, don't give your brain any challenges to solve, don't, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it's a kind of, it's even less than sleep, because even our dreams are more interesting than meditation. So I would argue you're better off just taking a nap, you know, if you're feeling stressed. You know, take the edge off. Or put an edge on. Unfortunately, some naps will do that. So, but I just, you know, it's such a trigger word, Buddhism. What is it? What is it? Frankly, it just doesn't have any meaning. So what should I be? I mean, look, every one of your Buddhist gurus, they all look a little fat to me. They all look like they haven't controlled much in their life at all. They don't live spectacularly longer. They don't do anything spectacularly better. What exactly they're, you know, you know, they're not like Yoda. They don't, you know, put their hand out and move spaceships and, you know, manipulate. They don't do anything. They don't have any fucking special powers. You know, they're not in any way superheroes. They're just talkers. Blah, 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 blah. You know, in a bunch of ferretariisms. You know, a bunch of, you know, wooey, wacky stuff that doesn't have any relevance. They do a bunch of this. There's only do or do not do. There is no try. Except in the real world, okay? So, yeah, I mean, what is, you know, like I said, it's very good to understand that the outcome will be, you're going to create an outcome, all right? That's a good thing to always understand, is that you can't evade your responsibility. It's going to have your fingerprints on it. The baseball is going to go through the air, and it's either going to hit the villain or it's going to hit the good guy. And you have to try to try. Because you can't have full control. You have to just do your best. So what, I need Buddhism to say, do your best? You know, take it seriously. I don't even talk, again, Buddhism doesn't even say take it seriously. It takes it's saying exactly the opposite. Find your personal escape. Jump in a fire. There, you've personally won. Everybody else is still stuck in hell. It's not like you built a ladder out of hell. They don't even say build ladders out of hell. Well, the best ladder you can build out of hell is not to have fucking kids. You just save people from being in hell. Okay? So, yeah, don't have kids. You just rescued some people. Do they say that? No. So his implication is for my own peace of mind. So I'm somehow, because I take vacations a lot, that's going to give me peace of mind. That's going to mean that when I go back to work, work is going to be more fun. The fact is, I don't think it works that way. I don't think after your vacation, when you go back to work, work is like easier and you can just whistle your way through it. I think it's like, oh, fuck, I have to go back to the prison. So I don't know how much that does you any good anyway. This little personal relief, you know, points where you get to play some other movie than reality. To me, it doesn't even take it as far as it should be able to take it, in the sense that the Buddha should really be saying is, you know, let's say like the guru who just sits in a tree and never goes anywhere and never does anything. He could probably argue, yes, okay, I figured out that if I want to go fishing, I can just play fishing in my brain, okay? I don't have to actually go fishing. It's like trivial for me to say, I need the water. Oh, I need the bird in the tree chirping. You know, I can make a bird in a tree chirping. I can make water. I can create enough of an illusion that I don't need to actually be there. You know, if I want a wife, I can actually just imagine one, okay? I don't need to actually have one, you know? So all of that becomes, you become able to understand that it's just your physiology reacting to thoughts and visualization. You know, a little bit of stuff comes in through your eyes. Well, it can also be just pushed out through your brain. Your brain can just recreate the same atmosphere, in a sense, close enough to trick your physiology. That's all you're trying to do. Trick your physiology. That's the game. And frankly, I don't think some of it is all that trickable, okay, over time. So the older you are, the harder it's going to be to, you know, it's like the sooner you fix a cat, the better off the cat's going to be, right? The later you do it, the more fucked up his life's going to be, because he's still going to have those old habits and those old impulses. And it's going to be pretty hard work to, you know, resist the urge to spray some shit on the wall. But anyway, just, fuck, yeah, I just don't get it. Alright, so, I'm trying to think of some way to analogize it. So, one way to analogize it is the difference between a witch doctor and a medical doctor, okay? Somebody who understands what the chemical aspirin is, or cocaine, or nicotine, or caffeine. And somebody who thinks, you know, the nicotine god or the tobacco god or, you know, a bunch of mysticism and bullshit about the voodoo of, you know, putting it together or, you know, making the medicine. And, you know, they both have the right answer in the sense they figured out through experience that this stuff works. But they have a whole different, you know, way of understanding it. And I'm just saying everything good about Buddhism can be understood as notions just like the Christian notion of do unto others if you have others do unto you. You do not need anything. You don't need to hear that from a god. It can be rationally deduced from your existence, from just looking at your life. You don't need somebody to give it to you. Now, obviously it expedites the function of you learning it or acquiring this piece of information for somebody to say it. Somebody says there's just do or do not do. Yeah, I get it. Okay, yeah, that's right. That's how it comes out. It's either going to work or it's not going to work. And I have to understand that. And I have to understand the risk of it not working. And I have to understand what's the likelihood of it not working. And all of that kind of crap before I impose, you know, the action. Okay. So, yeah, all of that's what thinking requires, is you have to have knowledge of the possible outcomes that are negative. And so the more of that you have, the better. You can make your decision. But don't be fooled by the fact that the Buddhism has a couple of kernels of knowledge in it. There's nothing else in it except those kernels of knowledge. There's just a few good kernels, and the rest of it is, you know, poo. It doesn't have any value. The rest of it's just silly, old, crappy, nonsense stories. And it has no utility. Understanding that your state of mind, okay, is to some extent, I don't even know how to say it, that there you have two minds, and that one of the minds isn't very smart, and that's the one you're trying to keep out of the way. But I could just metaphor, I could tell you the story of evolution, and I could say that's the monkey that's still inside of you, or that's the lizard still inside of you. And it's just in the way, because you're smarter than lizard and you're smarter than monkey, and so that kind of crap doesn't do you any good. The impulse to go swing on a branch or something. Yeah, try to do something to persuade yourself not to itch that scratch, because that's the kind of scratch that once you itch it, it starts to bleed. So don't mess with it. It starts to bleed all over your life. Okay, like that impulse to take that drink of booze or something. You have to find a mechanism that enables you, that gains you some control to say that impulse is going to slide away, because I'm going to take my brain somewhere else where that impulse doesn't exist anymore, you know, where it doesn't have any power. I'm going to change the movie. And the noise, see, you could almost compare it to music. See, if there's a noise in the background, sometimes you won't hear the noise if you're playing the right piece of music, right? So with the right song, that noise doesn't sound like anything. The wrong song, it sounds like a lot. So if you're in a certain mood, okay, some kind of impulse can be very strong. You're in another mood, that impulse can mean nothing. That's the kind of thing we have some kind of capacity to manage, you know, whatever, you know, that means. Your subconscious brain, the brain that's trying to be a good human, thinking good, doing good thinking, can take some control of the theater and prevent you from being an asshole. But again, there's no example of Buddhism doing any of that. Because they haven't taken it, they haven't taken their voodoo and their witch doctory to the next level. They haven't made it scientific. They haven't taken the kernels of truth and rebuilt them into something substantial, something made out of real concrete, you know, something you can live in, that you can make a life out of. It's just crap. So whatever. I guess I would argue, I don't know why, you know, you obviously are advocating, because for you personally, somehow this fable storytelling crapola religion has somehow done you some good. But what part of it has done you some good? The meditation part? I mean, what are you really arguing for here when you say the word Buddhism? What the fuck are you arguing for? That I should do the witch doctor dance and shake my, you know, blah, 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 the whatever stick, you know, blah, 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 turn into a theater. I mean, what part exactly are you arguing has got some sort of value? I mean, I already know suffering sucks, and I already know there's no point in me crying about it, okay? Because then I'm not going to be able to do or do not do very well. So I can't be totally distracted by the grief for what I'm having to witness, because I have to understand it and be able to talk about it in some sort of reasonable way, you know, without being totally distracted. I mean, see, it's even like the construction of these background images is sort of on purpose. They're not, you know, their intent is to, you know, give the indication of something, not to shove it up your nostrils, Okay, I mean, they're not gratuitously. Yeah, well, you know, the artwork's a little aggressive, I have to concede. Okay. Yeah, but I don't have a piece of a, you know, frog hanging out of that, you know, or a crushed turtle. You know, it's just the idea of it is enough to say this is what the nature is. This is the world we have been thrust out of. And again, this is the Buddhism, right? You could just say this is the Buddhists are doing this. Okay, they still haven't gotten past figuring out that suffering sucks. Yeah, it's a meat grinder. Does Buddhism say that's what life is? It's a meat grinder? Because that's what it is. That's what living organisms exist in. A circumstance where most of the living organisms will just be ground up. Yeah. And for some reason, you know, they've been indoctrinated for thousands of years while they've been able to do this articulate language and talk about what life is. And somehow... very few of them have said, holy fuck, what are we doing here? You know, I mean, I've been doing some historical research on some characters, and all of these stories are horrible. You know, in terms of, you know, if their father didn't die when they were born, their mother did. Okay. You know, and then it was just, you know, their kids die, their wife dies. It's just horrible. Every one of these lives is tainted by this, you know, grotesque, you know, you wouldn't want it to happen to a dog kind of stuff. And, you know, just terrible grief and you know, just how can people endure it and then, you know, have the stomach to face another day? Well, they do it because they have these moronic philosophies that, you know, say somehow it's all right. Somehow we're going somewhere, we're heading somewhere, and all this trail of tears will be worth it. Says fucking you. and I don't understand how you say it. How many times do, you know, it's like, you know, Maxwell, famous for a mathematical equation. I mean, his mother dies of a stomach cancer, and then he, at whatever, 50 years old, dies of it, 40-something. You know, just a terrible waste of life. You know, why create, you know, why build, you know, mud structures? Just, you know. Especially, again, when, you know, you've built something that has some real value to the world, something that actually works really well, and, you know, it won't last as long as its batteries or some kind of bullshit like that. I mean, it's just, what's the point? Why is that logical to people? Ugh, it's disgusting. And again, Buddhism doesn't make any statements. It can't even say, you know, it can't even say anything about procreation. I mean, as far as I've ever heard, it says nothing about whether you should make babies or not. I mean, it seems kind of obvious that should be a statement it's making. I mean, the Christians are guilty because, yes, they go back to the Old Testament and, yeah, you got to go do that fruitful multiplying thing, you know. Why? Does it make any sense? I mean, isn't that just voodoo? I mean, that works fine when there's five people on the island, but you have to be able to figure out that you can't do that forever. I mean, you know, how many billion people are going to put on Earth on a stupid notion that can't, you know, that doesn't go anywhere except into infinity? I mean, you know, you have a limited amount of space and you're basically saying my religion's always right and it doesn't matter. Well, no, it's obviously not going to be always right. And someday you're actually going to have to say, well, God didn't mean be fruitful and multiply forever. So someday they'll say that. But they won't say it until it's forced on them. You know, way past the right time to say it. Yeah, just pathetic. Just like they wouldn't concede the sun actually is in the center of the solar system. Yeah, they wouldn't make that tiny concession until way too late. You know, way past when it was obvious. Ugh, shit. Alright, so... there's two big stories in Buddhism, right? In my opinion. Two major stories is the suffering sucks, life is suffering story. okay, where you ask death to tell you what life is, and death basically tests you for a bit, tries to seduce you out of being genuine in your search for the truth, and then finally concedes that you are searching for the truth and then tells you what the answer is, go jump in a fire and you're out of the game. Now, I just say that obviously that's just, death is a liar, okay? It's a lie. You're not out of the game because you are just an arrangement, a personal little, you know, a few neurons different than them or him or whatever, her, whatever. You're not that different. And you're not escaping in the sense that you're just a consciousness that experiences your existence as it happens to you. And that will go on and on and on. Okay, so you will be given no freedom from the earthly trap. There'll be no evidence that because you jumped in a fire, there's one less biological unit on Earth, you know, that ever has to be, that has to go through the stupid play, that has to, you know, go through the motions of being human bot. Anyway, so it's just a lie story. It's just useless. The answer is completely useless. What we do about suffering sucks? Absolutely nothing. And just jump in a fire. Fuck you. What good is that? So, I mean, you're telling me that's a useful story? No, it's useless. All right. And then you have the other story where, you know, you just happen to have a role to play because you're a king or a prince or something, and you're stuck on a battlefield, and you are going to have to decide to kill millions of soldiers, you know, in battle and do this horrible thing. And you don't want to have anything to do with it. You just want to negotiate a peace treaty or something and just get the hell out of here. And the fact is now you have a duty to the future. The wars are necessary. The fact is somebody has to win because the compromises never work, okay? The treaties never work. There's just going to be winners and losers. It's going to be a do or do not do thing. You're not going to be able to be both things. You're not going to be able to be Mexican and American. Fuck all that bullshit. you know, it's the fact is there has to be a war, blah, blah, blah. All right. I mean, it's just they're incompatible things. They're not going to fit together. The very fact that you're trying to force them to be the same thing, it's like forcing English to be Japanese. It's the two languages are not compatible. It's not going to happen. It won't work if you tried it. So anyway, you're in this dilemma. And the Buddhist, mumbo jumbo is the great guru makes it clear that you only have one duty, and you know that's to do the future a favor. So it basically does understand that the future is dependent on your playing your role, and your soldiers need their leader. Okay, without their leader, they won't follow. They won't do their little job. So you have to motivate them, and you have to play your part. And so it's just this idea of duty. So you have two stupid stories that are, you know, they aren't even actually factual. You know, they aren't real in some meaningful way. And they don't give you anything. But, okay, you have a duty to continue to just complain about suffering sucks. I mean, there's nothing, there's no duty to do anything. There's no direction. There's no pointing to some future and saying that's where we're going, the future. And what Buddhists should be saying is the future should be dead quiet because there is nothing to do here but make up shitty stories and play them out. You know, to just redo Freddy Nightmare movie forever. You know, for what point? For what purpose? Torture shit forever. Oh, well, that doesn't make any sense. Come on. We can do better than that. You can do a little tiny bit of thinking and do better than the Buddhist philosophy. So again, I just don't know what you're selling and why you're selling it. Why are you selling witch doctor, voodoo, medicine man, crackockery? I mean, why are you selling this incomplete mush that has barely a kernel of value in it? I mean, again, there's no point in saying suffering sucks if you're not going to do a damn fucking thing about it. What's the point of having people walk around going, suffering sucks, but I'm going to make more of it. I have no clue how to prevent it. I can't figure that out. You know, it says nothing. I mean, it says literally nothing about how you fix the problem. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You should just go around saying, well, that suffering sure does suck. Well, that sure does suck. Glad it's not happening to me. I mean, is there something else to say? Does Buddhism say anything else? No, it doesn't say anything else. It doesn't say how you should, you know, impoverish yourself to save the poor. It doesn't even say that. It says nothing. It says nothing about treating the symptoms of it now or preventing the disease tomorrow. It says nothing about recognizing any part of your job here. So here it talks about duty in one circumstance and doesn't even apply it to your duty to do something about the suffering suck part. So how can I have a duty to make war happen efficiently, but I don't have any duty to make suffering go away efficiently? You can see it's like the duality of the New and Old Testament. It doesn't make any sense. It's just idiotic. You have a duty, but don't apply it to the main agenda, which is suffering sucks. You ought to fix that. No, suffering sucks, and that's just the way it is. Too fucking bad. That's death. What death basically says. Death basically says, oh, I'm in on the game, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Ha ha ha, except get out of the game by jumping in a fire. And it gets you out. Everybody else stays in shit. Okay, so anybody you care about in any kind of way, well, fuck them. Any good people you know exist, but you just don't know them. I know there's some good people drowning in the quicksand, but I don't know them personally. But I know there are some of them I like. You know, some of them would be, you know, there's probably some hot chicks and stuff in there just drowning. Fuck it. Yeah, not my job. Even though I have a duty, you know, somehow it's not my job to do anything about any of this shit. I mean, there's nothing in Buddhism that says go swim in the quicksand. Go do what you can. Do or do not do. You know, in a way that's meaningful, in the sense that you suck. You didn't do anything. You didn't fix anything. You didn't do anything to make the world a better place. You just sat there going, suffering sucks. I think I'll just have a fantasy. I'll go meditate. You know, wank, wank. I mean, come on. Meditate. I'll go escape to my happy place. Fuck that. Yeah, that's not going to get you doing the do thing. You're not going to do any doing, you know, sitting in your little happy place. All right. So a little bit on this whole perspective thing, right? And recognizing that your impulses, your desires are fooling you in some sense, in the sense that they're exaggerating how much you actually need to do a particular thing. So I could say that, let's say you've had a couple of good days where you got to sleep with the hot chick, you got this happened, it was a really great day, blah, blah, blah. What do you have left? You have left a memory. Okay, so except for the 2 hours that were really great or whatever that was, you know, when you're actually experiencing it, and when you're actually experiencing it, sometimes it's not so great because there's lots of worries about your day. Oh, I got to get to work in 3 hours. I had, you know, there's always some little bullshit going on in that actual experience. And you're remembering it in sort of a nice little, you know, all the good parts. But what is the memory? The memory is just a little story in your head, and it's not any more powerful than the one I make up. So I can make up a memory. I can make up a fake story. Okay, I can imagine me and whatever, Christina Applegate, blah, 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 blah. I can make up a whole little story, okay? And, you know, great day we had. And it's just as, you know, it's just as good as my real memories of real people I was with or something. It's not going to be any more real, okay, in my brain. It's not going to be any more, you know, it's not going to be any more than this virtual experience. It's the pixels aren't going to have any more meaning. Okay. It's just not going to weigh anymore. It's not going to be any more powerful. And so that's all you have. So again, it's just so obvious that, you know, a lot of this shit, we can just make it up. Okay. Because it'll just be a memory. You can think you've succeeded in life and you could believe it. And if that relieves a sense of guilt, well then good. You've gotten your, you've, you've you know, made yourself more capable of getting on with the business, your duty here, you know, to fix things. So, yeah, not being distracted by stupid memories. Your memories aren't doing you any good. And being constructively incentivized to understand your need to go to work and you need to do this and you need to do that. And you can make up a story about how that's, you know, where you're successful and all that kind of crap. So you can manipulate, you know, your brain state enough with these positive motivators. And I don't mean the motivators have to be positive. I just mean, you know, you can make up your own villains chasing you, you know, and obligating yourself to go in the right direction and be the hero. You know, like, you know, you can give yourself all kinds of incentive to go do your job in the pretext that, you know, there's a Tyrannosaurus chasing you, and I'll go into the quicksand and help somebody out of the quicksand so the Tyrannosaurus eats them instead of me. I mean, you can make up really kind of insidious even stories. You know, as long as it gets the job done. And so, yeah, there's all kinds of ways to understand. It's just like eating your vegetables. I mean, you can know that there's foods that are good for you and you can eat them, even though it's not very pleasant, because you know in the long term it's going to do you some good. So understanding that your brain state is something you need to, you know, take care of, fine. I'm not opposed to that. But it's more important. The more important part of Buddhism, I guess I would argue, is understanding that duty part. Understanding that if you, as the leader, run away, you know, the war won't get won. The soldiers will still die, and you'll end up in a worse future. So it'll be a big, fat fail. So, yeah, you're still going to have to do your job here, which is if you run away, then everybody else has an excuse to run away. And everybody just, like lemmings, runs off the cliff and doesn't save life on Earth. Doesn't do anything to make it better for the future. They just, you know, fuck up. So part of not fucking up is not being owned or controlled by impulses that really aren't worth it. You just don't waste the $1 million on the, you know, one day experience that won't last as a memory, as anything better than a photograph. I mean, it just is the truth. You know, I went to the Grand Canyon, and the images my brain can create and the memories are not as good as just looking at a picture. You know, I might as well just look at a picture of the Grand Canyon. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it looked like. Because it's a better image, frankly. I guess that's why people look at porn. You know, they actually have to look at it. Okay, because, yeah, the brain doesn't do as good a job. You know, the slow resolution. You know, the images in your head are, you know, foggy and mushy, you know, where, you know, it's better to have the higher resolution photos to fantasize to or something. Yeah, these are all tricks. I should make a whole philosophy and call it Buddhism, and it's just full of a bunch of stupid little tricks to get you through your day. It's not a big, profound philosophy, and that's what's so disappointing, is these people are selling it like this is the answer not only for you, but for the world. Well, it's certainly no answer for the world, and I would argue that most people aren't using it to do anything but run away, the very thing the religion says you're not supposed to do. So it's just like the Catholics who sin all over the place because they always have the out where they just, well, I just go to confession, and yeah, I'm absolved. You know, so I can just do that every day. Every day I can just go back and keep saying I'm sorry, and there, it's all okay. What a pile of shit. And Buddhism has the same escape hatches. You know, I'll just do the Buddhism part today about running away from duty. And I'll look for fires, but I won't jump in any, but I'll run towards them. Or I'm going to do the opposite one where, I understand duty, 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 and I'll go do my duty, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, this is just bullshit to tell me that this has some value. You can't show me the example of it doing a damn thing in the world. I don't want to say. See, I'm not sure what religion Gandhi was, but obviously that was a big pile of propaganda, right? I mean, he didn't even educate his own kids. He thought people were in. You know, it would have been really great if we all sat there and wore our fingers down knitting all day. You know, knitting blankets to die on. Fuck that. Fuck living gruel life, you know, and pretending it's not gruel. You know, fuck that. Anyway. Fuck existing if the whole thing is, well, just pretend your way out of it. That's not existing for any purpose. Again, so why doesn't Buddhism just say quit having fucking kids? Why doesn't it just say that? It's so obvious. Quit making the problem, then there won't be a fucking problem. Step on eggs. Wherever you see an egg, break it. Because nothing's good's happening in there. Well, make sure it's not almost ready to hatch. You know, just find fresh eggs and break them wherever you can. Okay, because nothing good will come of it. Does it say that? No. Does it have some little break eggs clause? No. All right, so summing up. Look, you want to believe in this crap, it's your business, you think it helps you, it's good medicine, you know, the mumbo jumbo, and you rattle some things, and you know, you sing a song and it helps you, fine. But don't kind of insult my intelligence by suggesting to me that I need to study silly dancing. Because I don't need to study silly dancing to understand my role here. Or how to better actualize my functionality. That ain't going to do it. I have to just prevent myself from going insane. And frankly, pretending jumping in a fire is going to help me. Or that somehow, well, I'll be dead someday, so that then it will all be over. I know that's not true. So, I mean, why talk to me as if you think I'm going to fall for that? Like, there is any real way to escape here. Like, I can do my job, jump in a fire, and I'm done forever. Why would I fall for that? That the problem is now solved. 9 billion people on Earth. Problem is not solved. You know, come on. I mean, there's just nothing you're offering. You know, that why do you think there's something you're offering me that could actually be helpful? What part of it could actually be in any way helpful? Escaping? Go on vacation, feel free and liberated and comfortable, and then go back to having to talk about and accept the dire straits, the horrible circumstance, the new victims being made every second. You know, more torture for nothing. Wasted. Ew. Yeah, that's not easy to fit in your brain and say, well, that's fine. Yeah, I'll just let that sit on the mantelpiece. Pointless torture. Yeah, no, it's not going to just sit there and be quiet. It's going to, you know, it's going to ache. It's going to hurt. You can't stick that in your brain and just say, okay, I can live with that. Go ahead. Stick needles in my father's eyes. Ooh. No, don't do that. Yeah, it just is amazing what people just, they just keep walking into this shit. And it's just, you know, like I said, if we took the average Buddhist on Earth, I mean, really, it's a joke. It's so silly. It's so disconnected from them even being close to usefully using their religion, usefully using whatever Buddhism can offer. They're so far from being superheroes. So again, what are you selling? This is not how you become Superman. You know, Buddhism. No, sorry, no sale. I think that's enough, but I'll see if I can conjure up another 10 minutes, but we'll see. I don't think there's no real point, right? Yeah. You got extra videos this week anyway, so we'll call this enough of a video. So it's another rag on, like I said, I've been doing this for years where people keep bringing up Buddhism as some sort of alternative theory that's of some sort of value, and I can't find any value in it at all. I mean, again, having people walk around saying suffering sucks, but they don't think suffering matters, what good is that? Of what possible use is that person? I just don't see it, right? I can't see how everybody being comfortable saying suffering sucks. Yeah, sure does suck. Yep, it really sucks. Oh man, sure does suck. Let's not do a damn thing about it. Yeah, sure. What do we have to do anything? What do we have to do with it? Okay, it sucks, but it isn't like it sucks bad or something. It doesn't suck much, right? We'll just keep eating it. Let's just keep eating the suck pie. Yeah. What the fuck good could those people be? Because the word sucks doesn't even mean anything to them, right? I mean, it means absolutely nothing. They're just basically making a commentary that means absolutely nothing. They're saying, well, isn't that? That's just horrible. Oh, that guy said fuck. Oh, that's just horrible. Yeah, what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. The words are empty. Just absolutely empty. You know, there's just no point in acknowledging life is suffering if you're not going to pay any attention to that statement. You're just going to say, well, I could say life is colorful. I could say life is jumpy. Yeah, it's all the same thing, right? So if they just went around saying life is jumpy, how would the philosophy be any different? What terrible consequence would there be to the behavior of Buddhists if they said life was jumpy instead of life is suffering? How would their behavior change? They'd all walk around with nets so the jumping life doesn't get them or something? I mean, what exactly would they do differently? That's right, because they wouldn't do anything differently because the word life, to saying life is suffering doesn't mean anything to them. Because they think it's that life out there. They don't recognize that they're just a ball of it too. A waste of it. That their ambitions and their desires and all their stupid storytelling is just going to create it. Oh, fuck. That every minute we are obliged to fight these stupid battles, these stupid wars for absolutely nothing. But to create a less bad outcome. I mean, that's all we're after. Oh, let's create a less bad outcome. You want to cure the disease, you have to cure it. You have to actually go after the disease. You have to sit there and actually stop it from reoccurring. If it keeps reoccurring, you're not succeeding. If the bad thing keeps happening, you haven't done anything effective. Yeah, something like that anyway. All right, just get the hell out of here. Whatever. Yeah, this isn't that complicated. Evolution, robots, capable of being tortured, and telling silly stories. There's nothing to see. No. This whole thing is stupid. Stop defending any part of it. Ugh. Anyway, till the next time. And such, and so forth, and whatnot. Yeah, that's enough. I'll declare it so. Let it be written. All right, so this has been a DoNotGod.com. And remember, Google is evil. Video presentation. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.